From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker in again this week for Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 29th of August, and we will be taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions and answers to us at anything@kera.org. Starting off today, Linda wants to know about where she can have several thousand 35mm slides converted to a digital format. Any suggestions as to where she can get this done and how much it'll cost? Thomas in Fort Worth says, I'm looking for an inexpensive way to get natural lime plaster. I'm building an outdoor earthen oven and would like to give the outside a protective lime plaster coating. Martha in Dallas is wondering, where does the water come from that is stored in city water tower tanks? And an anonymous emailer says, I have an older cell phone, and after charging it today, it had an electrical smell. What might this mean? Can it catch fire? If you've got the answers to those questions or have one that you would like to pose yourself, it's anything@kera.org, or give us a call at 800-933-5372. And why don't we start off today by talking to Chris in Dallas. Chris, thanks for calling Anything.
Hey there, Stephen. I like the show.
Hey, really appreciate it. You have a question today?
I do. I'm seeing in North Dallas, I'm seeing a three-dimensional spray-painted dog. Looks like a border collie. And I'm seeing it on the walls of the tollway. Electrical boxes. I'm wondering if anybody knows who the artist is and what it's about.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Steven. It's anything@kera.org or 800-933-5372. Taking care of a little bit of business from last week, we were talking about recycling and what could be recycled and couldn't. There was still some questions outstanding on that, and Don wrote in to say, I heard a call recently that stated that if you put recycling items in a blue plastic bag issued at the library and then put that in a blue recycling cart, it would be thrown away. That is not true. They will throw away black and solid color bags that do not show the contents. This was verified by a call today to the sanitation department. So, Don, thanks for doing a little investigative work for us. We also had a question about recycling clothes, and this was basically for materials that weren't good enough to really be resold in a store, but this person didn't want to throw away these old clothes. Gary wrote in to say, old clothing can be recycled. Christian Community Action in Louisville will take clothing in any condition. The old clothing is bulked in 1,000-pound bales and sold to recyclers. The proceeds help fund programs to help those in need in Denton County. He says that you could drop the clothing off at 200 South Mill in Louisville. And also on the recycling front, Bunny wrote in to say that the MetroCrest resale on Midway in Carrollton also accepts donations of such clothing. I always designate which donations are for textile recycling or for resorting, and they take care of it from there. They bale it and sell them. And then Ryan and Denton wrote in for a little advice about, we had a caller who had a maple tree whose leaves were turning brown, and this person was wondering what to do about that. And Ryan wrote in to say, the first thing to check is that the tree is getting enough water. He says, I have two maple trees in my backyard, one of which gets noticeably more water from my sprinklers than the other. When we go a few weeks without rain, the leaves on the one with less water will become brittle, then brown, and then they drop. If the leaves are dry and the soil around the tree is dry, that is most likely the problem. So, Ryan, thanks for checking in. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Susanna in Dallas. Susanna, thanks for calling Anything.
Thank you.
Do you have a question or answer today?
An answer. There was a woman who was looking to convert tape, something maybe to a digital format.
Right, right.
There is a place on Preston, I can't remember the cross street, it might be Forest, but the name of it is Preston Video and TV.
Okay.
And she could call them probably and make sure that her format will convert first. But, you know, they'll convert VCRs, tapes, you know, things like that.
So Preston Video and TV in, let's say, North Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. One more line open at 800-933-5372, Or if you have a question or answer you'd like to email in, shoot it over to anything@kera.org. Let's go next to Tom in Euless. Tom, thanks for calling Anything.
You're welcome.
You have an answer for us today?
Yeah, on the question of converting slides to digital, I know one place you can get it done is, believe it or not, at Walgreens Drugstore.
Oh, really?
They all have a little photo corner, and they can do almost anything.
Okay.
But I had them convert a few slides for me a couple of years ago, and I was surprised how reasonable it was. I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
And also, they were when I went in there, they were doing a job for somebody else that was thousands of slides.
Okay, so they can handle the bulk processing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they told me I'd have to wait a couple of weeks because of that.
Sure. Well, that makes sense.
And probably if you go in there with that many, you can negotiate a discount.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion, Tom.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day. Let's get another suggestion now from Taylor in Dallas. Taylor, thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a business called T Designs, and I can scan and restore photos for anyone who would be interested.
Okay. What was the name of the company again?
McT Designs.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
Yeah. It's coreflot.com /Taylor Titchener/faux-restoration.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling with the suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
800-933-5372. We have another line open, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. Let's go next to Jack in Carrollton. Jack, thanks for calling Anything.
Hi, Stephen. Hi. I listened to last week's show, as usual, and the question came up as to sharpening knives or getting them sharpened.
Right, yeah.
And I think everybody's seen butchers and others using those long steels to make a finer edge on their knife. What I didn't know, but I found out fairly recently, is that Japan has started sending ceramic rods like that here, and Amazon has a great selection, with directions on use, too, by the way, which is very simple. And they do the job of both the sharpening and the straightening of the edge.
Okay.
And for the cost of about, I don't know, $8 or $10, you can do the rest of your knives for the rest of your life and never have the satisfaction of doing it yourself.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
And have a great day.
All right, you too. Line open at 800-933-5372. Sifting through the email box, Paul from Arlington is wondering, I'm in the actuarial science program at UT Arlington, and I want to know, what does an actuary do on a day-to-day basis? I'm assuming Paul is a student in that department and not an actual professor, or he'd probably know the answer to that question. But Paul, we'll see if we can get an answer for you. And Sarah has a similar exercise question that we had recently. Sarah wants to know, does anyone know if there's an indoor-outdoor public climbing stairs in the Dallas area? If you have an answer to either of those questions, anything@kera.org. Or 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phone to get another answer to the slides question. Jocelyn, thanks for calling.
Hello. I don't know if somebody already said, but Garland photo or camera and photo in Garland on Northwest Highway, they're wonderful, and I highly recommend giving them a call.
Okay. And one more time, what's the name of that place?
It's either Garland Camera and Film or Garland Photo and Camera. One of the only camera shops left around here, but I know they're on Northwest Highway in Garland, and their name starts with Garland, and they're really nice people, too.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Let's go back to the mailbox here. Fred wants us to repeat something about converting. Oh, let's see. We actually got to that one already. Shiloh has sent an email wanting to know, does anyone know about any programs to help out first-time homebuyers? This could be either online or maybe a community program. If you've got an answer for Shiloh, anything@kera.org. And Carol wants some help about a recent death. She says, what happened to the body found in Joe's Creek, found in North Dallas last week? Who was he and how did he die? There are lots of rumors, but not many facts. So if you have the answer for Carol, we'd appreciate it if you can send us an email to anything@kera.org. We had one more question there. A fan says, this is a very important question. Where's Jeff Whittington? Hey, we all would like to know the answer to that question. The answer is he will be back in this very chair next Friday. So do not worry your pretty little head. You will hear him right about this time next week. It's anything at kera.org or 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones to Justin in Louisville. Justin, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, thanks. Good afternoon. I was just going to try to answer the question about where the local water tanks get their supplies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They actually have a high-pressure pump at the bottom of the tank, which is attached to a water line that usually is that comes from a local lake. The water's run through a filtration system, and sometimes if there's not a lake close enough, they actually run those pipes through to a natural spring, and then they run through a filtration system into the pump and then into the tower.
Oh, okay. Hey, fancy. Thanks for letting us know.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care. One more question here from the email box. Tom in Old East Dallas is wondering, where have my geckos gone? In summers past, I would see them all the time outside the back door. This year, I've seen very few lizards, but thankfully still have toads. So if you know where the geckos have gone, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372. Or anything at kera.org. Joe in Richardson also has a question. He says, are there any spots in Richardson or North Dallas that have steep hills or steps to climb? This is similar to the previous question we had about indoor climbing. He says, when I lived in Uptown, I'd visit the City Place Dart Station for exercise. There are two long sets of stairs. I've tried the local high school stadium, but it's been locked, desperately trying to avoid getting a gym membership. Well, Joe, if we can find more than a couple of flights of stairs for you that you can climb, we'll pass that along to you. And if you've got an answer to Joe's question or any of the questions that we've been firing out there today, you can call us at 800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's go now to Jimmy in Fort Worth. Jimmy, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you bet.
Just have a quick question. I've done some groundwork over the last couple of days looking for a reputable violin dealer in the DFW area, but to no avail. I was simply curious if any of your listeners might know of a decent one. Have any recommendations?
So you're looking for beyond just a typical music store and somebody who deals specifically in violins?
Yes, sir. That would be correct.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Let's get one more answer to the water supply question. Sherry, thanks for calling.
Hi, hey. Thanks.
So you have an answer for us?
Yes, I do. My husband used to work in Haltom City for the water distribution, and what they do is it comes from a city source. So Haltom City gets their water from Fort Worth, for example. And so what they do is they pump it into the tanks, and that helps to supply the rest of the city. So they have to be able to monitor the use of the water as it pumps out of the tank, and then they refill it back up. So,
okay.
And of course, different times of the day will take more water than others, but the water is coming from a central source depending on the city that you live in. So, but it's all part of the North Texas Water Authority.
Hmm. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Sure.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 800-933-5372. If you've got a answer to some of the questions we've asked today, or if you'd like to ask a question on your own. Or you can also do both of those things by sending us an email to anything@kera.org. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. We're taking your questions and answers, and you can give us a call at 800-933-5372 or feel free to email the show at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andrew in Rowlett. Andrew, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
A quick answer for the guy that's looking for hills Richardson. Breckenridge Park. It's off of Brand Road. They've got some excellent hills. I run those all the time.
Okay, great.
And then a question on 75 going north at the 15th Street exit. It actually goes under Plano Parkway.
I know exactly.
It's always wet.
Huh.
Why is it always wet? No matter what time of the year, no matter how dry it is, whether it's just rained or whether it hasn't rained for months, it's always wet. What is the moisture? Where is it coming from? And why has no one addressed it?
Huh. Okay. So it's just like sitting water there?
It's sometimes it's puddles, sometimes it's not, but it's always wet. There is moisture there, and I don't know where it's seeping from. It's been driving me nuts for years.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Cool. Thank
you. Thanks, Andrew. Let's stay on the phones and go to Shanta in Dallas. Shanta, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I was calling you back about your stairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have a suggestion?
Yes, I tell them to check out Big Cedar Wilderness.
Oh,
in
yes.
Dallas.
Excellent suggestion.
It's an awesome trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those aren't actual stairs, but that's a very hilly trail there in South Dallas that you're referring to.
Yes, it's an amazing place. It's a Dorba trail, so if they check out DORBA online, it'll show you all the area trails, but Big Cedar is one of them, and it has quite a bit of elevation. So.
Yeah, and you know the amazing thing about that place is it can actually be pretty hot during the day, and it never feels all that hot there because it's so shady.
Yeah, it's a beautiful trail, so we'd love to have you guys out.
Yeah, hey, great suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Going back to the email box, David is trying to solve a mystery. He says, about 8 years ago during the holidays, KERA aired a reading. It was an excerpt from a work of fiction. The central character was a misfit teen whose best friend was Jesus. The setting was daily life at home and in school. Can anyone name this work for me? If you remember that show, it sounds like it's been a while, 8 years ago, but if you have the answer for David, shoot us an email at anything@kera.org or give us a call at 800-933-5372. Let's go next and talk to Sam in Dallas. Sam, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, of course.
I moved here from Los Angeles, and I'm looking for a good Mediterranean restaurant. I had some hummus at some random party, and I could never get a taste out of my mouth. And I've been looking for it all over Dallas, but I couldn't find a really good Mediterranean restaurant in Dallas. Does anybody know of a really good, solid one around there?
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll have some answers for that one. We'll see what comes in, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Sam. And let's get an answer to our gecko question. Rodney, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you bet.
I garden quite a bit, and I'm outside all the time. And I have had geckos in abundance as well. And I pay attention to the weather a lot. And so this past winter was harsh for the area. And if I'm correct, it was like the worst in 10 years. Anyway, I theory that, and we need someone, you know, with education to follow up, but that they just didn't survive the harsh winter. Yeah,
okay.
And the ones that, because I do still have them, but the numbers significantly dropped.
Yeah. So
I think that's the answer to the question.
Okay. So you're
saying
they had
a hard time this winter.
Rough in the winter, and that we're actually
definitely
seeing the effects
in the summer.
Definitely.
We had some really cold nights.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
I think we all remember that four straight days in the 20s in December.
Uh-huh. And the whole solar or the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the polar vortex.
I suspect that is what happened.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
If they're still around, we'll see them come back.
Okay.
All
Have
right.
a good day. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks.
Going back to the email box, Katina says, I listened to a song in 1992 or 1993, a pop jazz song in French. It was a catchy ballad. I don't know the name of the band or the title of the song. I'd love to know the name of that song. Well, we don't have a whole lot to go on there, Katina, but if somebody could give us the answer, we will do our best to pass it along to you. If you have a suggestion, it's anything@kera.org. Or, hey, give us a call at 800-933-5372. Speaking of the phone lines, let's talk to Derek in Dallas. Derek, thanks for calling anything.
Hi.
Hi.
So, not to be specific to our governor or anything that's in the news, but I'm curious to know, does anybody know how you could get a count of the number of bills that a governor or an elected official in Texas has vetoed, the governor in specific because they veto, or mm-hmm. does any news agency track the ratio of signed bills to vetoed bills? I'm curious because I'd like to do some research.
Okay. Well, hey, maybe somebody in our newsroom can help you out. We'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. Thanks for calling. If you have the answer to that question or any of the other questions from today, 800-933-5372, or email us at anything@kera.org. A couple of questions have come in here. Let's see. A listener in Parker County is asking, he or she says, I need to purchase a new mattress and would like to avoid the chemicals that are found in most of them, such as the flame retardants. I'd love to hear recommendations from listeners who have found good mattress options. Greg sends an email about the 35 millimeter slides and converting those. He says, I work at a Walgreens photo department, and stores that have the older wet labs can still process slides. So these are actual, you know, labs that are designed to process film as opposed to digital prints. He says it's hit or miss about whether the store nearest you has the old machines or the new ones, which can do no film. So just ask them. I wouldn't bring your slides in all at once, just a manageable group. And Larry in Fort Worth is wondering about summer TV. He says, during the summer hiatus, why do some of the TV shows give us reruns from the very recent past? I've seen reruns this summer that originally aired in May of this year. Is the intern just too lazy to go back into the archives to find older shows that the viewers might not remember? We'll see if we can get an answer for you, Larry. If you have the answer to that question, you can give us a call at 800-933-5372 or shoot us an email to anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy in Plano. Andy, thanks for calling.
Yes, calling in regards to the question about the violin shop. I know that there is a violin shop in Plano on the southwest corner of Legacy and Coit.
Okay.
I haven't been there before, but I've driven by it a number of times, so you may want to give that a shot.
And they advertise themselves as specific to violins?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good suggestion. We'll pass it along. Thanks, Andy.
Yep.
Okay, take care. And let's stick with the phones and talk to Dylan in Richardson. Dylan, thanks for calling anything.
Hey.
Hey.
I have an answer to the question about fairs or hills.
Oh, yeah.
I have two good places. There's a park just south of Renner Road on Plano Road
mm-hmm.
that has a bike trail that goes by this like concrete slant down to the little creek, and it's just steep enough that you can run up and down it, but it's a really, really good workout if I think it was Joe wants to try that. And then the other one is the City Place Dart Station has the tallest set of stairs I've ever seen.
Yeah, we've got a couple of suggestions about that one, so it sounds like that's a good place. And it's those stairs at City Place, those are inside, right?
Yeah, they're inside underground.
Okay. Well, hey, it sounds like that's a good rain or shine option.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
All right, take care. Got a couple other answers on the stairs question. Tressa says, we run Big D. It's a group that runs the stadium steps at SMU on Wednesday nights at 7, rain or shine. So if you'd like to have the big challenge of running those steps out there at the stadium, that's Wednesday nights at 7. And Carol also says that there's a great set of steps at Vitruvian Park in Addison and a nice walking trail next to the water. And there's an ice house for an after-workout beer, Addison Ice House. So that sounds like a good 1-2 punch. Thanks for sending along those suggestions. 800-933-5372 or email us at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Charles in Arlington. Charles, thanks for calling anything. Hello, Charles.
Hello, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
What I'm asking about is I live in South Arlington, and I feed my birds here. I have a bird feeder, and I put feed on the ground. I have not this year seen many birds like we normally, but no sparrows. And we used to have a lot of sparrows. I don't see them on any of the lands throughout the city or flying around like they used to be. What has caused this all at once is I notice there's a lot of hawks flying now. I understand they place some of those so it would run off these grackles that are sitting around. I've heard that from several people. I'm wondering if maybe they've run them off or what.
Okay.
Can you answer that for me?
Yeah, so we're wondering where the sparrows have gone. Yeah, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Let's stick with the phones and talk to Abby in Denton. Abby, thanks for calling. Hello,
Hello?
Abby. Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
You have an answer for us?
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay.
Two answers, perhaps. I have a lot of bushes in my yard in Denton, and I've seen tons of anoles, which are those little green lizards that one can buy at the pet store. And I've seen plenty of brown ones, too. So in Denton, we're good.
Okay. So maybe
now,
they've all just headed up 35 from Dallas, is what you're saying.
You know, Denton's a cool place. Maybe they come to Denton.
Okay.
But the other thing is I've recently been trying to sell a pretty nice old violin myself, so I've been calling around to different places. And Williamson Music, which I believe is in Plano, doesn't necessarily consign out violins, but they sell high-quality violins, and they also do very good repairs.
Okay.
And then there's a place in, I think it's Trent Hills, but don't quote me on that, Drury, D-R-U-R-Y.
Okay.
That will consign out some nice violins, and I believe they also sell nice violins.
Well, hey.
So I'm not sure if he's buying or selling. That does make a difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should have asked. Well, thanks for those suggestions.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care. Thank you. And since I am hungry, let's talk to Ravia in Dallas. Ravia, you have an answer for our hummus question? Hello, Ravia.
Hello.
Hi, do you have an answer for us today?
Yes, I do. My answer is for the Mediterranean food place. There's a place called Beirut Cafe, and they have some really nice hummus there, so I think that the guy would really, really enjoy it there.
And where is that place?
Beirut Cafe is in somewhere Arlington, Anna. Arlington, Anna? It's in Arlington.
In Arlington. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. We've got lines open now. Let's go to talk to Carrie in North Richland Hills. Carrie, thanks for calling.
Hi. I have sort of an answer for Katrina that was vaguely looking for the song from 1992.
Oh, right. Yeah. We'll take sort of an answer on that one.
Well, I don't know what song she was looking for, but there's a Reddit page called Tip of My Tongue, and it's made for exactly what she's talking about. You can post and say any information that she has, and sometimes people will post them humming the song or kind of, you know, and it's amazing. Like, people just spend hours trying to solve the mystery, and they've solved great mysteries for my brother and myself. So she might try there, because just when you think there's no answer, someone will find it for you.
Yeah, it's out there on the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Reddit page is Tip of My Tongue.
I really wish that she would have called in with that question instead of email, because then we could have at least made her sing the song for us.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like figuring stuff out like that, but I didn't have enough to go on with just the year, so.
All right, well, hey, if the answer's not on Reddit, I'm not sure where it'll be, right?
Yeah, it'll be nowhere.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling. Take
care.
Going back to the email box, Sherwin is wondering, why are the Plano water utilities pouring out water from the fire hydrants every night? And we have another question that's from an anonymous emailer who says, I've been wanting to teach high school in Texas in the fall, but can't find any reliable information on certification. Does anyone know what is needed to get started in a teaching career in Dallas-Fort Worth for someone who already has experience from another source? If you've got an answer to that question, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372 or shoot us off an email at anything at kera.org. We've been having a music questions this hour, and let's go to Sunita in Dallas. Sunita, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, hello, good afternoon.
Hey.
I wanted to know if there's any place in and around Dallas where I can find a bassoon, which is a musical instrument, for rent or for sale.
Okay. Is this for you to play?
For my daughter.
For your daughter?
Yes.
Is she a clarinetist currently?
She loves to play the bassoon, and she wants to own one. So I was looking at options to either rent to own or buy it.
Okay.
Depending on if it's a good quality instrument.
Got it. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And let's stick with the phones and talk to Frank in Cleburne. Frank, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Now, this is a water question. Where do these companies get the water that they're pushing back down in the earth when they're fracking? And also, the chemicals they put in the water, they don't tell it. They refuse to tell anybody what's in the chemicals. Is it going to ruin our water in the future?
Okay. So we're just wanting to know more about the water that's involved in fracking, huh?
And I'll be listening.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's clean up some questions and answers here from the Anything Box before we take a quick break. Cheryl in Fort Worth has that answer to that violin question, person wanting to know about violin dealers. And she says, check out Jack Rasmussen Luthier Shop in Arlington. It's at 1734 West Division Street. She says that he deals exclusively in stringed instruments, very small, independent business. So that's one suggestion for you. And Deborah in Denton writes to say, I have family coming in from out of town who want to buy a large diamond ring, but they're only here for a week. Does anyone have any recommendations for a trusted diamond jewelry seller in the DFW area that has an in-house jeweler that can quickly create a ring? 800-933-5372 if you've got the answer to that question. Or you can send us an email with your questions or answers to anything@kera.org. We'll be back for one last segment with your questions and answers here in just a bit. Anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. We've got one more segment of taking your questions and answers. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Janet in Euless. Janet, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I had a question. I recently just got a beagle, and I wanted to give her a raw food diet. I just wanted to see if anybody had any good recipes or ideas, and if I can mix dry food and raw food, if I can give her some good dry organic food in the morning and then a raw food at night, or how that'll affect her digestion.
Can I ask why you're interested in the raw food diet?
I just read a lot about how it's just kind of better for them than the commercial generic Kibbles and Bits brands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
Great, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. And Brian in Dallas has an answer for us on the fire hydrants question. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, so the reason they do that is because they're currently under water restrictions, and the limited flow of the water allows the water to sit in some of the main lines and storage areas for longer than it's designed to sit, the amount of chemicals it's treated with. Mm. So they have to release it to refresh the water.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Thanks for calling.
I also got one on the teacher as well. So there's a certification program by Circle 10 that's state approved. If you already have a college degree but it's not in teaching and you want to go get certified, you should go see Circle 10. I believe they have a website.
Okay, so if you can just Google Circle 10, you ought to be able to find more information then, huh?
Yes.
Okay, hey, thanks for the answers.
No sweat.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's stay with the phones and talk to Ron in Dallas, or excuse me, Ron in Arlington. You have a question for us today?
Yes, please. Why are there so many roads in the Dallas and surrounding cities named Beltline Road?
Okay. I think that's really just one continuous Beltline that goes around the city. I could be wrong about that, but I believe that to be the case. We'll see if we can get somebody who has a more definitive answer than me to at least confirm my suspicion. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Let's go back and get one more answer on that hydrant question. James and Alan, thanks for calling anything.
Good afternoon. The gentleman who called just a minute ago, he is correct. And also, I'm a firefighter in a very rural district. It's also to help release some of the sediments so they don't collect down into the pipes, depending on what kind of pipes the city has.
Okay.
If they have like the old metal pipes, so they still rust, so they have to release the sediments. But the other gentleman that called, he is also correct.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for confirming.
Good.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. And let's stick with the water topic and talk to Jim in Dallas. Jim, thanks for calling anything.
Hello. Thank you. I think I have an answer for the gentleman.
Okay.
This fracturing water, they may have a private source themselves if they've drilled for it, and that's theirs. They're paying for it. However, I've heard that sometimes they take it out of the reservoirs and also creeks and rivers, which would be public water, and that might be a little bit suspect there.
Okay.
And so we want to be careful where they're getting their water. Of course, even the private water comes from the aquifers, which is very, you know, that's our drinking water.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. And let's go once more to the phones to Stephen in Dallas. You have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. Y'all may have answered this before, but I had a question about styrofoam recycling in Dallas.
Okay.
I heard that they didn't do it at all, and I was wondering if that's true, and then, you know, if not, where I can get it recycled, what I can do with it.
Okay. We'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thanks.
All right, take care. Let's go to a lightning round of answers for the violin questions, because we got a bunch of answers to that one, and this is for the person who's looking for a violin dealer. Charlene says, Joshua Waybright in Plano is an expert luthier, and I believe he still deals violins. If not, he'll definitely know who to call. Waybright Violins in Plano. Jacob in Frisco says, there is a great violin shop in Plano, Cadenza Violins, located at the corner of Coit and Legacy. They make all their own instruments in the shop there and have violins, violas, cellos, and basses available for rental or purchase. My daughter has used several of the violins they have made. A listener in Parker County writes to say, the listener in search of a good violin should look up Wayne Burak and Associates in Arlington. That's B-U-R-A-K. She says, wonderful string instruments, expert setup and repairs. We're very happy with the cello we purchased there. And Denise writes in to second the recommendation of Jack Rasmussen. She says, Jack Rasmussen Luthier sells wonderful violins. Anything from beginner strings to gorgeous handcrafted violins for professionals. He's in Arlington, and I believe he has a website. And Marianne writes in to say, J. Rury Violin is an excellent source for violins. His shop is in Richardson. Go to Rury, that's R-U-R-Y, violin.com. I think we've got plenty of answers to that question. So let's go back to the phones and get an answer from Bruth in Irving. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi. So you have an answer for our mattress question?
Yes, I do. I haven't had much luck finding a store in Dallas that has organic mattresses. However, there's a great store online called The Clean Bedroom. And we've bought more than 4 mattresses from them over the years, all organic, without flame retardants and other chemicals. And they've been a real pleasure to deal with. So hope that helps your listener.
Yeah, one more time. What was the name of that place?
The Clean Bedroom.
Okay, The Clean Bedroom. I'm sure they can find that by just punching it into the Google machine.
Yes.
All right, thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you.
All right. We've got a few more answers that have come into the inbox. Someone who wanted to know about the body found in Joe's Creek wrote in to say there hasn't been any further information from the police regarding the body found hanging over Joe's Creek on Monday, August 19th. So it sounds like that's still out in the open and up for discovery. Dorman has an option for those wanting to climb stairs. He says, for one who's seeking a plethora of stairs to climb, can find his or her nirvana at the Dart City Place station. That seems to be the most common answer we've gotten, so that sounds like the best option. He says there are stairs supplementing the escalators, which go up a massive distance to the ground level. He also says there is where you can catch the McKinney Avenue trolley, which he says is the coolest way to take kids to the Pro Science Museum for the Dallas Arts District. Thanks so much, Dorman, for those suggestions. Let's get another answer on the mattress question and talk to KD in Denton. KD, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
I have spent a lot of time looking for organic mattresses myself, and I found a really great option made out of buckwheat hulls if you're wanting to go super natural, or there are several artisans around the U.S. who make wool mattresses that they stuff themselves, and they're not cheap, but they last an extraordinarily long time, so that might be a good option for you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Back to the email box. Jason has an answer for that emailer who is wanting information about first-time homebuyers and help with that. He says, the best source is an honest real estate agent. It helps to have one that's also worked in the mortgage side of things. I've watched my friend John Jones with Texas Urban Realty help dozens of first-time buyers. So Jason says, just find yourself a good real estate agent. Sounds like a good suggestion to me. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Julie in Richardson. Julie, thanks for calling.
Hi, I was calling to answer the question from the caller who said he heard a radio show about 8 years ago that was about a person who was friends with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an episode of This American Life.
Oh, okay.
I found it. It's episode 305.
Okay.
And it's called Holiday Spectacular.
Okay.
And the contributor was Heather O'Neill, and she wrote a short story called My So-Called Jesus.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, thanks for tracking that down for us.
You're welcome.
If you go to the This American Life website, I believe they have all their shows archived there. So
they do, and yeah. I listen to them all the time. So I've heard that one in the last 2 or 3 months. So when he asked the question, it came to mind.
Yeah, nothing makes a long car ride go by faster than listening to that show.
Or Home Improvement Project.
Yeah, good point. Hey, Julie, thanks for the answer.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Let's go next to Stuart in Bartonville. Stuart, you got an answer for us?
A caller was curious as to why networks will begin reruns with a particular episode.
Uh-huh.
And my experience from watching them is that they seem to end with the most recent episode just before the new season starts, so
sure.
It kind of catches people up. I don't know if someone's already called in, but there's not out of the car for a minute. But.
No, we haven't had an answer to this one, and that makes sense because they're trying to get you primed for, I suppose, the new season of that
exactly.
same show.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense to
all right.
me.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling. Take care. If you've got an answer you'd like to offer up today, 800-933-5372. Or send us an email at anything@kera.org. We've got a few minutes left in the hour, so we can probably hear from a few more of you. Let's talk to Joe in Dallas. Joe, thanks for calling Anything.
Hi.
Hi.
This is an answer for the mattress question. My wife and I just bought a mattress from Sovin Sleep Systems, which the one that we went to is in Highland Park
mm-hmm.
area, and it's super comfortable. I'm pretty sure it's all organic. It's made in Europe, and it took them about 6 weeks to make our mattress and send it off.
Oh, wow. So you had a special order, and they make it to order?
Yeah, like you go into the showroom, and they, they have, a bunch of different types of firmnesses and different, whatever. It's they kind of give you the whole spiel when you go in there, but it's really nice, and we have very different preferences as far as firmness goes, my wife and I, so... They did like a sleep test and wrote down all of our information and then sort of came up with a mattress that fit us. And I'm pretty sure it is organic. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like I remember them saying it was all organic materials.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
Sure.
All right. Have a good day. Let's go back to the email box here. Karen in Hearst has another bed suggestion. She says, I have a water bed from New World Manufacturing in Cloverdale, California. They've been in business since the early 1970s and make a quality product of non-toxic vinyl. The bed has an airframe and fiber for almost no motion. The price is very reasonable. And Ed has a suggestion about those hills. He says there are demanding hills on both sides of White Rock Lake. Even better, go to Flagpole Hill. Repeats on the side towards Northwest Highway are tough, but north of the hill itself, there's what seems like an endless supply of ups and downs. I will second Ed's recommendation there. There are plenty of hills right there around White Rock. You just have to know where to find them, and over there by Flagpole Hill is one of the areas. And Emily chimes in about the geckos. She says, I noticed ever since the mosquito spraying last summer, our geckos disappeared. Could be merely empirical or coincidental, but I noticed it right away. I suppose that makes sense. Thanks for emailing Emily with that suggestion. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Sam in Garland. Sam, thanks for calling.
Sure. Hi. I had a question, actually, about the origin of a word, the word Caucasian.
Okay.
I come from my people come from the Caucasus Mountains, and I was always told that the word Caucasian comes from Caucasus, from the Caucasus Mountains between the Black and the Caspian Sea. I just never had anybody say, yes, that's exactly where Caucasian or the word Caucasian comes from.
Okay.
I was curious about that.
Hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Let's get a couple more phone calls in this hour. Let's go on to talk with Barry in Dallas. Whoa, Barry, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, yeah, I miss Jeff, but I think you guys are doing a great job. But wanted to, about the little leak in Plano under the 15th Street Bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably similar to the one that's just before Mockingbird headed south on 75. I asked my husband about that one day, and he said it has something to do with how the water is directed around the dart rail.
Okay.
And that they just haven't addressed that yet. But if you ever go in the same spot just before Mockingbird, it's always leaking the same way.
Okay. Well, sounds like we've got a little epidemic going on then.
Yes, we probably should call our city council.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you. Bye.
And let's see if we can get one more call in. Let's talk to Andy in Dallas. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
I had an answer for the recycling question. Dallas recycles everything but number 6, which is generally the styrofoam. Now, there's an organization called Dallas Recycles in the downtown district that will, I believe, take any type of recyclable material, including hazardous materials and styrofoam, and I know that Dallas also has a hazardous materials facility set up for like spray cans and batteries and things
sure.
that you don't normally recycle.
So are you saying that the styrofoam is actually recyclable, just the city doesn't take it?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
It's a different process to recycle that material, and the city has not opted to pay for it, as far as I understand.
Got it. Okay, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Well, that's going to do it for us. Our show today was produced by Eric Austin. Fiona Norton took your calls with help from Gus Contreras. Shelley Canavy engineered the show, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Once again, I am Stephen Becker, and this week for Jeff Whittington, who will be back next week. We're all very excited for that. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Friday.